This is Dr. Nidhi getting a consultation on SAM, S-A-M, and last name is Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Date of birth is September 4, 1998. Date of consultation is 13, 2022. Referring physician is Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, last name is Kite, K-I-T-E. Impression number one, history of ulcerative colitis that's being followed at the Johns Hopkins Hospital by Dr. Mark Lazarev, L-A-Z-A-R-E-V, period. Initially diagnosed in 2017 when he had a colonoscopy and was diagnosed of ulcerative colitis. And subsequently, he was started on prednisone, 40 milligrams, and mesalamine dash dose unknown dash. To this he had a significant response period. When the symptoms resolved, he stopped taking these medications due to the concern for some potential side effects period. His symptoms relapsed and he went on another course of mesalamine and prednisone with subsequent relief period. Few days ago, he started having the symptoms again, and at this time he was not taking prednisone or mesalamine and was evaluated by the primary care physician and was given prednisone 5 milligrams along with Ezacol 1.2, and so was given prednisone 5 milligrams along with mesalamine 1.2 grams that he has started, period. Paragraph, he has at any time about 8 to 10 bowel movements a day, period. No history of any fever, period. He has vague abdominal cramping but no abdominal pain, period. The stool is loose in consistency, period. There's no tenesmus, comma, however, there is increased frequency, period. Details of the previous colonoscopy report or the findings from the workup at the Johns Hopkins Hospital is not available at this time, period. He has a trace of blood on the stool, period. There is a history of weight loss and details are not available, period. There is no family history of colon cancer, period. Denied tobacco smoking, command alcohol intake or drug abuse, period. Next point. The primary care physician has ordered a stat CT of the abdomen and pelvis, and the patient is planning to get it done tomorrow or at the next available opening, period. Next point, no reason labs available. And I see from the PC primary care physician's note that the following labs are being ordered, dash IE, RN, comma ferritin, comma TABC. Period. Next point. Review of prior labs of September 8, 2021 revealed is anemic with a hemoglobin of 9.6 and an MCV of 71. Next find hypocalcemia dash with a calcium of 8.5. Next point, hyperalbuminemia with an albumin of 3.4. Next find normal LFTs. Next find low iron saturation of 5 consistent with iron deficiency anemia. Next find low vitamin D of 19.4. Next point, low serum ferritin of 1 on April 3, 2021. Next point, two studies from November 9, 2020 revealed elevated fecal calprotectin of 251. And the sedimentation rate of 62 period. Next point, no upper abdominal pain suggests you have acid peptic disease period. Recommendations, number one, proceed with the CT scan dash as ordered. Next point, the following labs are ordered and results have been emailed to the patient who will take it to LabCorp, LABCORP, dash IE, CBC, CMP, total and direct bilirubin, C-reactive protein, calprotectin, amylase and lipase, and stool studies for calprotectin, H. pylori stool antigen, stool for C. diff, Giardia, ovine parasites, and stool culture, period, along with serum TSH levels. Next point, patient will be consulted regarding the role of diet in inflammatory, as a patient being consulted regarding the role of diet in inflammatory bowel disease. Next point, will require iron supplements due to iron deficiency anemia. Next point, attempts will be made to get prior colonoscopy and the gastroenterology consultation from Johns Hopkins. Next point, increase the dose of prednisone from 5 milligrams to 20 milligrams QD, and also increase Esacol from increase mesalamine from 1.2 grams to 2.4 grams today, as of 2.4 grams QD, period. End of dictation. Thanks, paragraph. End of dictation. Thanks.